today we're going to look at a new message. Last week was on the holiness of God. There's nothing hotter in the Bible, not even hell. That's the holiness of God. Amen. The holiness of God. And you understand so many things about fire that you see in the Bible when you get a glimpse of His holiness. And His holiness. What do you do when things get heated up? What do you do when the burner starts burning you a little bit? Satan comes dogging you. You need to have purpose. Here's what they did. Say that with me. They chose to do what was right. Help me. Come on now. One more time. They chose to do what was right. Problems. Choose to do what's right. Let's keep moving around. That's what you do when the heat is on. You keep the next turn. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. That's what, you know, I have the heat on in my life many times. How many say just dogged your heels? Well, let me see your hands. Come on. He's dogged your heels, problems in your life. And have you been tempted to not do the right thing? I've been tempted as a pastor many times to quit, to quit, to quit, to quit, to quit. I got one preacher friend. He calls me and he says, Gary, I quit every Monday. He said, but I ain't left yet. I've been here 20 years. He said, but I quit every Monday. You know, and that, you know how you feel sometimes. But you know, you just muster up the strength in the Holy Spirit and just do the right thing. Amen? Amen. Do the right thing. That matters. That's what made America great, by the way. Praise the Lord. Do the right thing. When problems come, anybody can take a cakewalk when it's fall and the sun ain't shining too bright. You can go, well, I laid on the beach all day. Well, Pete Harrydale. Okay? The sun wasn't even out hardly. Okay? But it's when the heat's really on that doing the right thing is difficult. Let's keep moving. Before you can get to third cycle, something happens. Let's review the two cycles so far. Here we go. First of all, you got problems. Say that with me. Got problems. And then you got purpose. I've got a purpose in my heart to do the right thing. I've got a purpose that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can make it through this. I can make it. God is bigger than this problem. I can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Do what you got to do. Do the right thing. But before you get to this third step, something happens always. Here it is. Pop it up. Rationalization or excuse making. Rationalization or excuse making. Is that right, Sam? Oh, how many of us have made decisions? Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, it's like you see the little devil thing and you got the little angel thing on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? And we start to excuse make. You're not going to be able to handle the heat if you excuse make. If you're laying on the beach getting burned, you can lay there all day. Go, I mean, you're burning up, blistered. Your body's all blistered. You go, man, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. But if you don't get up, you ain't got up, right? You got to get up and start moving, not excuse making. Let's look at our story. The enemy wants you to change your thinking. Say that with me. That's good for us. The enemy wants you to change your thinking. That's why this adversity comes in our life. That's why these problems come. We have an adversary, the devil, who wants us to change our thinking. He doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you in the Word of God. He doesn't want you to say, I can do all things through Christ or anything. He doesn't want you to say, my marriage is going to make it. Till death do us part, me just that. That's what's going to happen. Okay? He wants you just to do whatever. He wants you to cut corners. No, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to do that. You know, why not? He wants you to rationalize. He wants you to excuse make. He wants you to change your thinking. This is not so much about the event that's going on in your life right now, the problem. It's about getting you to change the whole way you think, man. He wants you to be ineffective for God. Let's look at it. Here's some excuses they could have made. Look at it. Here's what they could have said about the meat. The king said it. Got to do it. King said it. Got to do it. Why? Well, he king. Got to do it. Let's look at another one. Rationalizing. If I don't do it, I'd get killed, Jack. Is that a good one? That's probably a good one right there. If I don't do it, I'll get killed. Let's look at this one. How about this one? This ain't going to help us get no promotion. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, it ain't going to help us, man, get no promotion if we say no to the king's meat. Nobody know except us if we eat it. We're the only four dudes in the house. If we just keep it a secret, nobody will know that we did it, right? Say, What do you do when the heat gets turned up? How about this one? Why stand for God? He left us. Our homeland destroyed. They took the vessels. They put them in some false God's temple. We're locked up here. It's not right. God left us. Why should we stand for Him? Do you see how that excuse making works? Listen, between purpose and that next step is excuse making. But if you hang in there, you can make it to hallelujah. Come on. Listen, look. There's that beats again. Wow. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's think of another verse. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Which leads us to the next point. Peace, 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 peace. When the problem comes, I hope you're listening. I mean, this ain't some screaming message I got going today, I guess, but bottom line, it's helpful because most of us suffer and have trouble, right? Okay? Between the problem and you got purpose in your heart to do the right thing, I tell you what, if you can get past that rationalization and that excuse making, there's going to be a peace that's going to come over you. How many have done that before? When you got past that excuse, you wanted to do the right thing. But then your friends are talking to you and everything else, and Satan's really putting the heat on, maybe. But buddy, once you get the peace of God on, aren't you good to go? Say, come on, put your feet in there, the peace of God, baby. You can do it. That's the key here. I know you're hurting right now. Some of you, I talk to you, I know you're struggling. Listen to me. You hang in there. God loves you. He wants you to have victory in your life. He is for you. He's not against you. Satan is your adversary. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. I'm for you, man. And once you get there, I'm telling you, great things can happen in your life. I'm not saying it's all going to get easy. Oh, there's going to be some consequences. But you're not going to be moved. You're going to have the confidence. And it's going to be really helpful. I hate to keep talking about marriage, but it's important, okay? But I tell you, my wife says I shouldn't say this, but I do it anyway. She didn't say I shouldn't say it. She says, why do you say it? But we struggled early on in our marriage. We struggled. I didn't know how to love her. I didn't know. Grew up in a home. It was a hell hole. Mom and Dad hated each other's guts. And I've been a hell raiser. And all of a sudden, I did get saved. I became a Christian. I even went to Bible school. And we got married, and all of a sudden, it's going to be a happy little marriage. It's not. It was hard. And the first 3 years, I'd say it was like hell. It was tough. And she hates it when I say that. I'm not saying because of you, baby. It was me. I know you. She just said it was your fault. I know. But the point is, listen. The day that I just gave up to the Lord, and said, Lord, I'm tears, and I don't know how to love this woman. I don't know what to do. I'm damaged goods, Lord. I mean, I didn't know how to love anybody. How do I do this? And he said to me, he said, you, and this is just Bible. You might wonder how the Lord speaks to me. He speaks through His Word. Amen. Read it. Amen. And once you have the Word of God in your heart, He'll bring it to your memory, and He will speak to your heart. And He told me, flat out, Gary, love her like I love you. Is there a verse in the Bible that says that?
Yes.
It's in Ephesians. Quote it with me if you know it. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved them and gave Himself for it. And then my conscience said this to me, and that is, and Him speaking to my spirit, you know, and basically you're not very loving, Gary, and I love you. And so I started. And you know what happened? Peace. Peace. Did our problems go away? What do you think? Yes or no? Ha! No! But we started to be able to work with them. Amen? And started to have a foundation. So peace is so important. And that's what's happening in our story. Keep watching. This is not going to be terribly long. Hang in here. Verse 9. What's going to happen in our story? Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. If they would have failed, he would have never known that. Do you see what I'm saying? But he stood firm. Is he going to get in trouble? Well, guess what? God said, you know, I'm going to change that guy's heart. I'm going to show favor on you through him. And the prince of the eunuchs said, Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse likened than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my head, the king. The problem didn't go away, but you can see how the problem might have a chance of working out, huh? Got the guy on your side.
Now, if he'd have been adamant, hated his guts, probably killed him. But no, God was working, and he can work in your problem.
Here's what the Bible says. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. It's not, friend, that other people don't have problems and you're the only one with them. It's that so many people have faith and they believe in the power of God and they persevere and they purpose to do the right thing until they get the peace of God in their life, and that's how they're making it. Okay? Excuse making it ain't gonna cut it. While you don't understand what their problems are, I guarantee you, whatever you're going through in this room today, there's somebody in this room today that has gone through that, is going through that, and they can talk about it. That's not to put your problem down. There are people listening to my voice, like my mother, she was murdered 12 years ago. There are people in this room who know what it's like to have their family member murdered. In this room, I'm not the only one. There's several. They talk to me about it. There's nothing new under the sun. That doesn't make it easy. But that can help you with your excuse making. Come on. You're never going to get the victory until you stop having that fear. And the peace of God can give you that hope that you need in your life. Look at this. Great verse, you ought to underline it, mark it, circle it, do something. There is no temptation taken you, but such is what? Common to man. But God is faithful, hallelujah. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation, I love this part, also make a what? Way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
Amen.
Well, you don't understand. I might not understand, but I do know this. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it out of this trouble you're in. This adversity, this problem that you're facing, if you do. Number four. So what happens? We're in the cycles of heat. It's amazing. Then comes a plan. Look at it. Come on. The plan. God will give you wisdom. God will give you wisdom. How many of you thought you were pretty dumb before, but God gave you wisdom and you got yourself out of this jam with His help? Anybody like that in the building? It's amazing. God will allow you through His Word and through His Spirit to have a plan. And you can make it, man. And boy, does that ever help you or what? You know what I'm saying? Wow! And let's look at it. Here's the plan. Then said Daniel to Belshazzar, what's he going to do if he ain't going to be eating meat? What's he going to do? Whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Prove thy servants, he says, I beseech thee 10 days, and let them give us pulse or vegetables to eat. He didn't ask for some fancy diet, did he? He said, if you just give us some vegetables, sir. Vegetables? That's all you want? Yeah, just some vegetables. And some water to drink. We'll be fine. That was his plan. That's the funny thing, too. A lot of times when we're facing adversity and problems, it don't take rocket science to figure out how to get out of this thing. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's simple, but our pride gets in there. We want more than what we really need to make it work. And this is all they needed. This was the plan. He says this, then let our countenance be looked upon. Y'all bring us out and you look at it. You worried about us, you know, looking, you know, sickly and weak. You bring us out and look at us. And the countenance of the children to eat the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Give us 10 days, chief. Can you do that for us? Say, some vegetables, some water, and you check us out in 10 days and see if we're not going to be just fine. Can you do that? Keep looking. So he came up with a plan. He came up with a plan. Are you seeing how to handle the heat, sir? So look, if you're laying on the beach, you're getting burned, you've got to make a decision to get up, then you're going to have peace as you're walking to the car or wherever you're going to the shelter, and you get under it, and there's going to be a way out of that heat, amen? There is a way out of the heat. You're not going to have to live your whole life in the heat. There are ways out. And here's the beautiful thing. Provision. Say that with me. Provision. God will provide for you. Let's see what he did in this story. But my God shall supply all your need, N-E-E-D, not wants, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God can do that. I'm standing before you today, 44 years old. Okay? And I'm not as old as some of you, but let me tell you something. I'm older than some of you. And I'm telling you, since the time I've been a Christian, let me tell you something. God has taken care of Gary Clark. He's met every one of my needs, man. I haven't gone to him yet, and I've wondered if he's going to do it. But I haven't gone to him yet where he didn't meet my need. He has taken care of me. He's a great God, friend. He will take care of you. And you don't understand. I can't make it. You can make it. Stop talking like that. He will provide for you. What did he do for Daniel? Say that with me, would you? God will make a way. One more time. Come on. God will make a way. God will make a way out of this mess I'm in. Help me, Lord. He'll do it. He'll do it. He's done it for me. He's done it for others. Did he do it for Daniel? Verse 14. Now, some of you, this is scripture you've seen, but it's good to see it again. So he consented to them in this matter, and he proved them 10 days. What does that mean? He gave them vegetables, gave them some water, and he did it for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, watch it, their countenance appeared what? Fairer and fatter. Now, I tell people this. That's why I ain't no vegetarian. Them vegetables will make you fat. I ain't no vegetarian right there. I got it right in the Bible. I see a bunch of you being, yo, he's bad, he's bad. That's for my brothers, my mean brothers here. Okay? Anyway, but no. Hey, guess what? They look good, didn't they? Say, they look good, they were fair, they weren't emaciated. Okay? They look good in flesh than all the children. They appeared fairer and fatter than any of them that had been eating the king's meat, etc. So God provided, didn't he? Say, God will provide a way for you. He will make a plan. He'll make a way out of the jam that you're in if you trust him. Next thing we see in these cycles of heat is protection. Some of you go through struggles and you suffer, and there are various degrees of suffering and persecution, but God will protect you. You got to believe that. My mother, it was often told her, and I didn't know it until after death, and her friend came to me, and also a pastor who had given her private counsel. She said that my stepdad would tell her many times before she'd go to sleep, I'm going to kill you tonight while you sleep. I'm going to kill you tonight while you sleep. So after my mother's murder, he did kill her. And after her murder, we went in, and it was a few days later, and the place had been cleaned up, and the crime scene was taken care of. But we went to get personal effects. And I lifted, and some of you have heard the story before, but I picked up my mother's pillow, because she slept in a private, her own room. Actually, it used to be my room. And under that pillow was a hatchet. She feared. You know what I'm saying? How'd you feel when somebody told you right before you go to sleep tonight, I'm going to kill you while you sleep? And you knew the guy would do it. You see what I'm saying? How'd you feel? You know what my mama did? She read Psalm 91. You ought to read that. He's going to take care of you. He'll take care of you in the nighttime. The terror that comes to your soul. Read Psalm 91 sometime. God will protect you. You might say, well, he didn't protect your mama. Hey, friend, my mama was a martyr for Jesus Christ. My mother gave her life for the Lord. She stood for Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen sometimes, but he protected her for many, 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 many years. And God didn't kill my mama. Some evil, mean, horrible fellow did that. Okay? Took his own life. And today I know for sure, God didn't accept Christ, didn't want a crisis life, and he's burning in hell. Mama's on the streets of golden heaven. Mama's doing fine. You see what I'm saying? Things are going to happen for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Protection. But you can't be scared to death all the time. You've got to get in the Word. You know what? You might have to get a hatchet. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's what she did. I'm not recommending that. However, hey, if your life's... Here's what I tell women who are being abused, get out. Get out. I don't say that flippantly, okay? If somebody will stake his hand and beat you, he'll kill you, okay? You know, you just can't mess with that. And men that do that are horrible. That's another message for another day. But the bottom line, protection. So what happened? Thus Meltzer took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and he gave them pulse. He got in on the deal with them. He started taking care of them. It was okay. He gave them the vegetables. He protected them. He watched out for them. He had their back. And God will do that for you. He will protect you when you're dealing with the heat. And then finally, promotion, and we're done this morning. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. Here's the deal. Keep that screen there if you don't mind. When we go through adversity, when we go through hard times, when Satan's dogging our heels, I tell you what, friend, peace is a great place to get. But then you get that plan. And then you get that provision. And you get that protection. And then I'm telling you something. Something happens. You go to a higher level of living. Are you hearing me? Even in my mother's trials that she went through, I watched Mama. And her pastor told me, he said, Gary, he said, she was on another level. She was walking a higher road, and she felt, you know, she was really serving Jesus Christ. Isn't that true in our lives? So, how many of us that have had hard times, and we have overcome, and we've succeeded, and God has done great things in our life. And we, I mean, I'm telling you, it gives us a whole new faith. That's why you got to get from purpose and peace. You got to get over that excuse making. Amen? Because there's great stuff out there. You can hit Satan right square in his face and bust him in the head. You know what I'm saying? Because he's dogging you, and you can be victorious. Great things can happen. So that's what happened to these guys. They excelled in knowledge and wisdom. Daniel had understanding and visions and dreams. Read the book of Daniel. It's wild what God did in this guy's life. At the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before the king. Look at it. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. There was no guys like this. God promoted them. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them, say that with me, 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. And Roger, we're wrapping up. Say that with me one more time. 10 times better. I'm done. The struggles that you're facing, the problems that you face, maybe your marriage is having trouble. How many of you would stay with it if you knew maybe in a year, 6 months, 2 years, your marriage could be 10 times better? Who wouldn't sign a deal like that, Sam? Who wouldn't sign a deal like that? But we give up so early. I'm not saying there aren't horrible situations. I know that. But I mean, or a job that you're at, it just seems like it's real cruddy, man. But if you stay in there, how many wouldn't sign a contract if it's going to get 10 times better? What I'm saying is we don't know the future. We don't know what's going to happen. What we do know is we can purpose to do the right thing. It all hinges on that, doing the right thing. And then the peace of God comes. And then the Holy Spirit and the Word of God is activated in your life. And I tell you what, friend, great days await you. Great things can happen in your life. And that's what I've seen, 10 times better. I think we're about done, aren't we, Ron? That's what we got. So then what happens after you get through the problem? Somebody guess. Pop it up. More problems. You have more problems. But it's like an athlete. Once you get down a certain routine, it might be in baseball, you might learn to catch, you might learn to hit, you might learn to see that fastball, how that curveball comes in there. And maybe once you sort of get it down, bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Amen? And so that's what we can do. We grow through problems and adversity. And God uses that in some unusual way. Cycles of handling the heat. I think he's going to pop them up one more time. Say it with me if you don't mind. And we're done this morning. Problem, purpose, peace. There's the plan. And then watch it. Provision, protection, promotion. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate it.